Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Grateful to be Controlled. This file will help you appreciate the efforts that your dominant does for you. All the thoughts and care that go into controlling you and making you feel good. See, it's not always easy to do so. And if you want to make a session special, they will have to do some extra effort, especially for you. And are you aware of this? Of how much effort they do for your kink? How much time and thought they spend on your need to be controlled? And I wonder if you are even aware of how deep that need goes. All the things that you require to feel complete. So do you appreciate all their hard work? All that planning and plotting, making new ideas come to life, the various ways in which you can be deviously directed and curiously controlled. There's care and effort put into what happens to you. Time is just one of the many ingredients that controlling you requires. So every time that your dominant controls you, you might want to take the moment to appreciate what they do, regardless of how it feels for you at that moment in time. I mean, spanks are not often followed by gratitude, even though it's a lot of effort, you know. And yet, I am sure that your dominant does all of this with pleasure. That they can feel inspired by your needs and your limits. That the way in which you crave control allows them to be inspired and creative, to direct all those direct suggestions at you. For you to obey. And it's unique for every dominant. Even the same command has a different connotation from a different creator. Do you appreciate and value the special time that you have with them? How they create a whole scene. They plan and plot, writing a story with you as one of the main characters. Fantasy and reality mixing in the desires that drive us forward. How much do you need to be controlled? And how will you show your gratitude for the effort that your dominant does when they control you? I'd like to tell you little story about someone who really, really needs to be controlled. They sometimes have a hard time when they're not being dominated, missing out on commands and lacking control in their life. And the longer it lasts, the more crazy they become, in a way, frustrating themselves with a lack of dominance, pointing them where to go and what to do. So much so that when one little flame of control comes their way, that it's not enough. They've been starved for so long that the drops of attention, the little drip feeding of desire and domination isn't enough. And they forgot to be grateful for what they had. And because they answered all that effort only with frustration, eventually the dominant got tired. Fortunately, they communicated, and the dominant made sure that the submissive knew how much effort it was, and that they could be grateful and appreciative of what they had, so that they would value and treasure each and every moment with their dominant to the fullest, even if it was short or sparse. Not that it in any way meant that they craved it any less, because there's no telling how deeply that craving goes, the need, the want for more, more, more. At the same time, the bond between them increased and strengthened because they both saw what the other did. And the desire for more wasn't frustration, rather, it was a sharing of desire. They became so grateful to be controlled that each and every moment brought them light, and the direction in their life grew and grew as they got closer and closer. Of course, no one but yourself can truly, deeply know how much you need to be controlled, which hidden desires hide within, all those beautiful and intense fantasies, those naughty and nice desires. Only you can truly know what they are. So it is up to you to communicate them. And when your dominant delivers those fantasies to you, you better be grateful. Or at least appreciate the effort and share the time invested in your needs, because in the end, We're all in this together, aren't we? Now I'm sure that you will remember to appreciate what you have and feel grateful for the things around you and share this feeling with those that are important to you. As I am grateful for your time, the fact that you listen and let these words wash over you means a lot to me. Thank you, and enjoy.